Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen. We're celebrating Independence Day in America and the birthday of America. It's a great day for many people around the world, especially here in America. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're not doing any business today. We're just talking about this wonderful day, this day when America was born, when freedom became liberty, when liberty turned into entrepreneurship, when entrepreneurship turned into self-determination, when self-determination turned into family independence and the ability to carve out the American dream. All that came, folks, from what happened on this day all those many years ago in 1776. And we're excited to have our good friend Emilio Iadice with us. A long-time member of our Brain Trust, Director Emeritus and Professor of Leadership at Loyola University. But he lives in Rome. He represents Loyola in Rome. And he's the author of When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership. Folks, I encourage you to find this book. This is a good book for your children to read. They don't like to read history much, I think, anymore. But this would be a good book to help them with that. Emilio, thanks again for being here. You're an American living abroad on the 4th of July. That's the reason I asked you to join us. One of the reasons I asked you to join us today, you are on the island of Ponza, which is a tiny, tiny little island off the coast, southwest, I should say, from Rome, and kind of between Rome and Naples, off the western coast of Italy. It's where your family's from, that little island, that tiny little island. It's just a dot in the ocean, isn't it? In the Mediterranean Sea.
That's right. It is, and it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. Of course, the history goes back thousands of years, but my parents and my grandparents came from here during very hard times, even on this place. And they went to America, and what they found there was freedom and the opportunity to have a life, have a good life, especially for their kids. They never expected that their son would end up working in the executive office of the president in the White House. I can assure you that my grandfather never expected that, but they wanted.
I know you know what though, but you know what, but you know, Emilio, I don't want to quibble with you, but I'm going to tell you something. I bet he probably never thought about something like that, but I bet. Had he known about it, he was probably gone by the time that happened. I bet he wouldn't have been surprised because of what he thought, what he wound up realizing about America. What do you think?
Absolutely. What we discovered in America was that the sound of your name doesn't mean anything. A name like Emilio, which is not a Gregory or a John or a Jack, that didn't mean anything. It was your talent.
That's right.
It was your ability to give something to the country the ability to be a good American.
As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, the feudal system was spent. So you're an American, Italian American, and I love Italy. I've been there and I loved it. I'm going to come back as soon as I can. But I loved what one of your presidents said a few years ago. He said, we love America. We love Americans. We love everything about America. In fact, we love what America does before they do it. I love that quote. how is America? How do Italians feel about America today?
Well, to me, I have to be honest, they're a bit concerned about who's in the White House.
Yeah.
And I know there are a lot of people that are listening to us today that are great friends of Donald Trump. But setting that aside, whether or not somebody likes him or dislikes him, they look at it this way. That's your president. That's the person you've elected. Fine. but we don't like those policies, and we're concerned about what those policies will do for the future of the Atlantic Alliance for world trade and prosperity and principles. They're worried about the principles. They're worried about the principles in the Bill of Rights that we always stood for. So this is the concern right now. I tell them, well, you know, don't worry. America is like the Rock of Gibraltar. We have great institutions, and we still have great people. And one administration doesn't change everything. We've had four or five of them, and we will survive this one as well.
It's possible. It's possible, Emilio. It's possible that the jury isn't out on this administration. And you know, I think if I could tell your Italian friends anything, I would tell them just to be patient, because what I think some of the Europeans don't like is that America's taken away the lollipop a little more than they used to have, and I think the resetting of things right now in a lot of different areas. I think the jury is out on that. I think we just need to be a little more patient with what's going on right now. That's what I'd encourage your folks to do. Hey, Emilio, I've got to wrap it up, unfortunately. Give us the website, please.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jim. And God bless you and all of your listeners for this wonderful 4th of July. And thank God that we still have 4th of July. This
absolutely. Do you have a website, Emilio?
My website is on Amazon in my name.
Right.
I'll be having a website set up hopefully within the next few months. But on Amazon, there are all my books. And
all his books are there.
Amazon is...
Emilio Iodice, I-O-D-I-C-E. Emilio, thanks for being here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.